Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Cuba congratulates you on assuming the presidency of the Meeting of States Party to the Convention on Biological Weapons. We're particularly pleased to see a member of the non-aligned movement chairing this important meeting. We wish you the best of success in your work and assure you of our active participation and cooperation. We fully endorse the statement made by the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela on behalf of the member states of the non-aligned movement. Chairman, since 2001, when various years of negotiations that were about to come to fruition were unjustifiably interrupted by one state party, the international community has been aspiring to the adoption of a legally binding multilateral protocol strengthening the Convention on Biological Weapons in a comprehensive and balanced way, including through a mechanism of verification. This would be the only truly effective, sustainable way of strengthening the convention and to guarantee its strict implementation, bearing in mind the mandate submitted by the Special Conference in 1994 and the subsequent work of the ad hoc group. The Eighth Review Conference would have been the key moment for adopting a mandate to forthwith restart negotiations on the protocol with a view to its formal adoption at the Ninth Review Conference. However, as is well known, the Eighth Review Conference simply indicated to this meeting of states parties to try to make progress on several substantive and procedural issues, looking forward to the next review conference, aiming to reach a consensus on an intersessional process. In this respect, Cuba submitted working document BWC MSP 2017 WP8 as a contribution to comply with the provisions of the Eighth Review Conference. We take note of the different working documents that have been submitted, and we hope that it'll be possible to identify by consensus the way in which we can strengthen the convention in a comprehensive and balanced way in the intersessional period, looking forward to the Ninth Review Conference. We also restate the importance of preserving the key role of the Review Conference in decision-making as part of a review process of the BWC. Chairman, promoting international cooperation without any restrictions or unilateral and discriminatory limitations to benefit the economic and technological development of states' parties, particularly developing states, is indispensable in order to face current challenges. Along these lines, we wish to remind you of the proposal of the non-aligned movement submitted at the Eighth Review Conference, aiming to establish a standing cooperation committee, including a dispute settlement mechanism within the framework of Article 10. Furthermore, we take a positive view of the proposal of a multilateral mechanism for the control of exports, which would be an important step in the elimination of all restrictions to free exchange of teams, material, scientific and technological information for the use of biological and toxin agents for peaceful purposes. We value that the review of new progress in science and technology must be carried out within the context of the BWC. Cuba restates that in no way must the outcome of this review be measures that can limit the exchange or use of agents, materials, equipment, or information for peaceful purposes. We reiterate for this reason that it's necessary to reduce the growing gaps between developed and developing countries in biotechnology, genetic engineering, microbiology, and related areas. In this context, Cuba restates that the main barrier to cooperation and international assistance is the blockade imposed 57 years ago by the United States. In this respect, we will be submitting a working document including specific cases where in this sector there has been specifically affected by the blockade against Cuba, where the laws remain firmly in place. Chairman, we wish to conclude by stating the firm commitment of Cuba to the full effective non-discriminatory implementation of the BWC. All delegations here have the responsibility of identifying the way of strengthening the convention in all of its aspects. I reiterate that you can count on the constructive position of the delegation of Cuba. Thank you.